All right, everybody, welcome to E3 and the first CAGcast Audio Boo. I'm here with Wombat.
Hi, everybody.
And Shipwreck.
I'm here, too.
Yes, and I am GBD, and we are in Shipwreck's hotel room, where we've just come back from watching the Nintendo press conference. So this boo is going to contain our thoughts, I guess, on all three of the press conferences, and then we'll hit you up later with some other info after we see some games and the show actually opens. So, and of course, we have extended recording time on these audio boos now, so we're not limited to just 5 minutes like we were in previous years. We can go for 30 minutes.
30 minutes, bitches.
But we probably won't go for 30 minutes.
No. I can't go for 30 minutes.
No, I'm good for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I fall asleep.
I like the cuddle.
Stop smiling and looking at me like that when you say that. So, okay, so we just got back from Nintendo, so maybe we should talk about that one first while we're still
fresh on our minds.
Yeah.
You
were shaking your head no the whole time, so I'm thinking that you weren't impressed.
I think everybody was expecting Nintendo to have a really good showing because they're coming out with a new console, the Wii U, in the fall. This is soon. Like, this is your year to show this thing off, like to show this is better than what 360 and PS3 currently offer, and it's going to be like a long-term console. They didn't do that really. They just showed the new Super Mario Brothers Wii U. I guess that's the name of it. I can't remember the name of any of the Mario games.
Right, that's it.
No,
it's just U actually. There's no Wii.
It's new Super Mario Brothers U.
U. Okay.
What did you think of that?
That looks fun. The one on the Wii, New Super Mario Brothers.
Wii.
Oh, yeah, it had a Wii on the end of it, too.
Just take off the Wii, and then you've got the name for the
Okay. It looked to be more of that. It looked fun. But it didn't really...
And added, too.
Right. It didn't really show off anything different. Like, it looked like a Wii game. That's my biggest problem coming out of the Wii U, is the graphics. They were not, like, they didn't blow you away at all.
But can you make a Super Mario? I mean, how do you make a game that looks like that?
You look at Rayman Legends, and it looks so much better than graphically than anything else they showed on the Wii U.
Rayman Legends is a gorgeous game, though.
Fair enough, yeah. But This is the next gen.
But
console.
Is it a next gen console or is it just a high definition console? It's a next gen Nintendo console, but is it a next generation console?
Well,
that's the question because really, I mean, it seems like it really is just the current generation graphically, hardware wise.
Third party games they showed were Batman and Darksiders 2 and Assassin's Creed 3. These aren't games that you can that I need to buy a new console to play.
Right.
Yeah. So they've got to. That's
the point of this press conference, I think, was to convince you that you do need a new console.
Right.
And in fact, at the very start of it, Reggie was like, "All we're going to show you." Oh, Wii U games.
23 Wii U games, and
I can't name three of them.
I can't come up with them, because you have the Mario, which looks... That'll sell systems. The Mario will sell systems.
And that looks great. It does look great.
Then you have... Let's just talk about Nintendo Land right now. Nintendo Land was... They spent a long time talking about it.
Way too long talking about it.
They think it's a major hitter. I mean, it's their Wii Sports. That better be a pack-in game.
The problem is I don't think it has the universal appeal of a Wii Sports. It doesn't look pick up and play.
We saw one game, right?
That's true. And we saw they spent a half hour talking about it, and they showed 5 seconds of gameplay. And that was
they showed
pointing
much more.
At ninjas sticking their face outside a tree.
No, they showed the ghost.
The ghost.
Did you forget about? They showed the ghost thing. They like. Explained how batteries work.
Because a woman who just gave birth, I forget traumatic events.
Right. Yeah, I started nodding during that. I mean...
It's Pac-Man Versus.
That's basically what it's a little bit more complicated, but it's Pac-Man Versus. It's another mini-game collection. It really didn't sell... You have to have... Like, they were showing it with 5 people playing, 1 person with the Wii U controller.
How many times are you going to sit in your living room with 5 people, 4 Wiimotes, and a Wii U? And I guess it uses the Wiimote. Is it going to come with a Wiimote Plus if you don't have a Wiimote Plus?
I would assume it does. I would assume it comes with a sensor bar,
mm-hmm.
because there were still sensor bars hanging around. I'm assuming it comes with a Wiimote Plus controller and a gamepad.
Has a new game console that's come out ever used the controllers from the previous version?
You could use PlayStation 1 controllers on the PS2, I believe.
And you can use like your GameCube controllers with the Wii.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just threw that out too. right after I threw out the Wii Balance Board.
But Pikmin looked really good.
That did look good.
Pikmin.
And you can play it. At first, they're talking about using the nunchuck and the Wiimote, and I was like, no. But then they said you could play it with just the Wii U gamepad, which, that sounds cool.
That sounds fine to me. Yeah, I don't want to use a Wiimote and a nunchuck anymore, ever. Don't make me do that, please. So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about any of this Nintendo stuff. I wasn't blown away. I was honestly more interested to see what they were going to come up with for the 3DS, which they barely showed. They're going to do that tonight at 6 now.
Yeah, I mean, they showed more of the games that they announced last year. So, Paper Mario looked good. New Super Mario Brothers 3DS 2.
What were the other Wii U games that they showed, though? Because they said they're going to show. This whole thing is about Wii U games. And I can't even think of any.
Mario Brothers.
And I'm not counting.
Nintendo Land.
Okay.
Sing their karaoke Sing. Game.
Batman.
We Fit You.
Right.
The dance game.
Just Dance 4.
Right.
You know what I don't like? I don't like the concept of asymmetrical gaming as their buzzword, that the marketing department probably spent 5 months coming up with.
That's a pretty common buzzword. I mean,
it's all those iPhone games, turn-based iPhone. And what is? Yeah. I didn't but see
that's
any
not,
of those
no,
games.
That's not asymmetrical gaming, though.
They're using it. It's the same. It's a different use of the word.
Yeah, right. That's what
it
they
just means using. That some people are playing. They're all playing the same game, but one person is doing something a little different.
Someone's
they have the screen on their controller.
Yeah. And I don't know how I feel about that. If I like that concept.
I will never have five people in my apartment.
Well, that's the other thing is, I know you and me, maybe Shipwreck might have a friend over? No. Or your
Four
wife?
Four friends over?
Not a friend over to play
You
this
and your wife might play a game together.
Not like that. It needs to be... I could see if you were playing... Like Zelda Four Swords did it. That was a fun game that kind of did the same type of thing. Not quite asymmetric, but same type of thing. Like, this kind of evolved.
But was that
this.
A runaway success to base an entirely new console off of?
Oh, no. It's a terrible idea to base the entire console
that's
off
so
of.
Then you are on my side.
Oh, I am. But it's. Okay. I'm saying there could be fun experiences. It's just...
You didn't see them today.
Yeah, I'm not denying that either. I'm sure there are some fun experiences, but it's fun experiences in that should be something that's. Oh, and by the way, look at this kind of creative concept that we could also do with our universally accepted and lauded new console that everyone's going to be able to pick up and play easily. That's not what they're doing. They're saying, you use the controller with the screen, and you use the Wiimote, and Grandma, you get a Wiimote. And now I'm going to use this thing, and I'm your dungeon master. Now what I'm going to do, and all of a sudden you've just spent an hour explaining what you're going to do to Grandma, and Grandma's had a stroke. Right. So...
Grandma's out. That's okay. Probably the batteries were dead on that Wiimote.
Exactly. And the amount of batteries.
Did you see anything at Nintendo that made you crave the Wii U or anything?
I'm going to want to play Pikmin. I'm going to want to play Mario. That's how they are going to sell these things is because people are going to want to play the Nintendo titles still.
And if the Nintendo titles no longer need... a Wiimote, then I'm most likely sold also. I mean, that did it. Yes, if I could play Nintendo classic franchises with a PS3 or Xbox-type control, that controller, the Wii U controller, with this, you know, take the screen away...
It's an Xbox controller.
It has all the buttons.
It weighs 5 pounds.
It's pretty light. It's pretty light.
Yeah. But it has all the buttons. It has two shoulder buttons and dual analogs and four face buttons and a D-pad.
What about Zombie U? We forgot it.
I thought that game actually looked really cool.
I'm curious what it's like to play a shooter where you're holding the screen up to the TV and
doing
sniping.
The sniping part.
I wonder if that worked.
Oh,
it might be
Silent Scope? That game was... I would. If Konami doesn't make Silent Scope... They made Silent Scope, right? Shipwreck?
Konami made Silent Scope. I will confirm that.
If they don't make that for the Wii U, then I don't understand who's helming the ship there. Like, even if they just ported it over. I don't know if
Silent Scope has got the draw anymore.
So what? Make a compilation? Make it cheap? I would buy that.
All
right. I don't know that I want to be looking...
I don't know either. I have to try screens. I have to try it.
To play one game.
I'm not like, sure that works.
It works. Really. I mean, I do that with a DS, but it's not a... It's a flick of the eyes. It's not a...
I mean, I see like the potential. I mean, you know, I can already, you know, concept a, like a submarine game where you use it like a periscope. That could be cool.
Right. Okay. So I think what we can take away from the Nintendo conference is they didn't successfully sell us on the Wii U yet.
They didn't even announce a price.
No, or a date. So.
And no 3DS redesign.
No.
We knew that wasn't coming.
I'm not gonna announce.
You've been saying that that's gonna be coming for a long time.
I know.
And I've been telling you no.
No, there's just not gonna be one. Is there?
Right. There will be.
There will be, but it's not yet. It's too early for
or
that.
A price drop.
They already did one.
That's right. I'm thinking PS.
The Vita.
The PS Vita needs a price drop.
Well, let's go right to Sony.
See, that's why I did that on purpose.
No, you didn't. So, we went yesterday to the Sony press conference and had some food trucks deliciousness outside. Macaroni and cheese first.
Bacon ice cream.
I didn't have the bacon ice cream.
I had bacon ice cream. It was good.
So that was nice. But the conference itself, what was the focus on, would you say?
Wonder Books.
Let's get the negative stuff out of the way, then we can talk the positive stuff there. Okay. So yes, Wonder Book. That crap won't work. They demonstrated on stage that crap will not work.
Yeah, it didn't work very well on stage.
It did not work when it was iPet. Mm-hmm.
It did not work when it was iJudgment.
Occasionally, it will work.
I'm sure you have to have the right lighting and
you have to have the right lighting. It's frustrating for kids. I can't imagine if I was a kid sitting down and just trying to look at the screen and figure out why my book won't work.
Right. The problem with this thing that I see is that they're competing with the interactive iPad books, which I'm sure you've bought for your daughter, Wombat.
I have the Avengers one on my phone right now.
Right, and Ty has that. And they're $4 or $3 or $4. There's a lot of them out there, and they're really well done. And it works every time.
Right.
And they update them and, you know. And to invest in, like, this Wonder Book thing where it's not going to work and your kid's sitting in front of the TV, you know, I mean, not that that's much better than the iPad, but it seems like a big investment for something that's already more or less out there.
And they didn't even really announce the price. Is it a different book for each game or is it the disc?
No, it's
one book.
It's a digital tablet type of thing.
Or is it just a cardboard thing with white paper in it?
I couldn't tell.
It looked like it had some hardware in there of some sort. But I don't know why it would need it.
But it doesn't need hardware in there. It really just needs to have, really, I guess, a grid structure on it for the camera, for the camera to read.
I don't know. I think everybody can agree, though, that's a tough...
I mean, essentially, couldn't you just take a piece of graph paper if you know what the grid's supposed to be and make your own?
Where's the wonder in that?
Yeah.
I'm just, you know... You're an engineer. What I'm saying makes sense.
Weren't they doing... I've kind of blocked it out of my memory now, but weren't they doing stuff? Like touching it and stuff?
Well, it was the whole magic wand. The wand
it was
thing
the wand.
Trying to do
it
this
was
stuff.
The, it was the move.
So you need the...
You need the move...
The move, okay.
Controller.
And the move, again, is the move interacting with the camera.
It wasn't working too well.
No, I could never get iPet to work satisfactory. Mm. So I... Wonder Books.
We've already spent too much time on that.
Okay. God of War.
Which is easy to see how these press conferences go that route, because when they're trying, when it's not an easy sell, it's easy
to
they have to keep on like talking about it. But
and as we get into God of War, we'll probably also get to the creepiest moment of E3 so far. The audience at the Sony press conference. The way too excited to see gore.
Oh, yeah.
And way too happy to see people get... God of War looks great. The goat people looked fun. And elephant people looked fun. The removal of elephant brain and people going crazy for it.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much gore. It's just when it... They've taken it to, in both that trailer, in God of War and the Last of Us trailer, they took it to a point where you felt kind of sympathetic for the thing that was getting killed, whether it was an elephant man or a guy pleading for his life.
Right, getting and then getting his face blown off.
Right, yeah. And then, like, you're stabbing that elephant guy in the head, like, four times, and you're like, after, like, the second time, I'm like...
It's dead.
It's dead. It's good. We don't need to rip
it. It's like Drive all over again.
It is. It's essentially it's the same
it's
thing.
It's the same, it's the same
He's
level.
He's dead. You don't need to squish his skull.
I don't need to pull his skull apart, look at his brain, wait a second while I see brain, and then stab the brain.
I think I was nodding out during the God of War.
I
missed the brain.
Gross.
I think I looked down for a second and missed the brain.
It was pretty gross, but it looks good. I don't understand where, and you brought this up yesterday, where in the timeline this game takes place.
They probably explained that somewhere, but it looks like it's going to be fine. It didn't really show that well, I don't think. Nobody was that blown away with it.
It looks like,
well, it looks like the last one.
Yeah, it looks like the last one.
An ongoing theme of this year's E3.
Want to talk about The Last of Us?
Sure. Definitely. Yeah. That looked cool.
It looks very cool. It looks just like Pittsburgh, having lived there. I mean, that's what Pittsburgh looks like now, with all everything broken and trees popping out.
there's trees growing out of skyscrapers.
Out of the streets, yeah. It actually was a really good representation, like, of that view. I'm like, they are, I could tell where they are.
They have spent too much time making a city that nobody recognizes.
In many ways, it's very impressive, that level of detail.
Right.
So.
It looks like Uncharted.
It looks exactly like
with Uncharted. With more melee.
But with more violence.
And more violence.
A little, like a grittier.
Yeah.
But then again, it's Naughty Dog and Naughty
Dog. So, there's no zombies in that
No,
game?
There is.
Oh, okay.
Just not in that. But yeah, that looks great. Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody's questioning that. That was probably the best thing they showed.
Almost like their walk-off, right? Like
it was
their
walk-off.
They didn't even announce it. They just came on the screen
and
the guy walked out.
My only concern with that game was that game had a lot of... And you could tell the guy playing that demo has probably played that demo 1,000 times and knew exactly where to go, when to go, and when to get there. And I hope as a player playing the game for the first time, it doesn't feel too slow and I don't have to replay things over and over and over again. If the wrong guy sees me at the wrong time and then I die and then I have to start that same, what took that guy 2 minutes could take me an hour of waiting for, I have to wait for that guy to walk past. Then that guy walks past. So now I have to sit on the ground for 30 seconds and wait. Because no one wants to do that. No one wants to play the game of waiting.
They did an excellent job of making you do the same thing over and over again in Uncharted 3, so I'm pretty sure that's going to happen in this game. Because I had to play that boat level or whatever on the docks in Uncharted 3.
I heard when you started writing about it, I stopped playing.
You stopped playing it, yeah.
I figured if it's bothering Shipwreck, it's going to really...
Yeah, because there's a fine line between engaging stealth, action, tension... And fuck this game.
Right. Right. So what else? So that looked good.
But it looked awesome. It looked awesome. They showed off the Quantic Dreams new game. That's what they started the conference with.
Do you know?
Beyond Two Souls.
But there was no real game. I mean, it was just
real gameplay?
Well, you're right. It was just two people talking on screen. Actually, only really one person talking.
It does look more action-oriented in the storyline than...
But you were just watching. You don't know.
It does?
Yeah, I think
there were just two people talking in a room.
What did you see that was more action-oriented than the action
that
was in
Heavy Rain?
It's like
that movie... Remember the movie Daryl from the 80s with the robot kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like that, but starring Juno.
But you didn't see... All you saw were two people sitting in a room talking.
And then they showed some action scenes, which is what Heavy Rain was. Heavy Rain had action scenes.
Right. Yeah.
It's just it's all QuickTime stuff, which we don't know anything about this game. It looks pretty.
Yeah, it does look pretty.
Well, we don't
they
even
have
know.
Ellen Page.
It may not even come out for another 2 years.
Oh, I'm guaranteeing that.
3 years for all we know.
Could be PlayStation 4.
Yeah, exactly. People will be talking about, hey, whatever happened to Beyond for years. People are going to talk about that game. So it really doesn't matter.
Right.
They had that, the Move attachment that they didn't, like, they showed on screen. I had never seen that before.
Oh, the steering wheel?
The steering wheel?
Steering wheel jet fighter robot controller?
They didn't even want to mention it.
If I don't have any game, I mean, what are you going to show with it? Gran Turismo?
They didn't, little big
karting,
planet karting?
I don't know. I don't know if you need a steering wheel for a karting game.
Yeah, they showed some more of Sony All-Stars Battle Royale.
Right.
That's okay. A hard game to demo because you can't.
It's like a big mess.
Yeah, unless you're playing one of those games.
Yeah, you don't know. You can't follow it.
You can't follow it.
It didn't look so great in demonstration form. Also, the level itself didn't look. The majority of the time, the level was just one flat ground.
The platforms came out,
but they weren't there all the time. And sometimes it was just flat nothing. And I'm like, well, that doesn't all seem all that inventive. But again, who knows?
Anything else at Sony that stands out?
They didn't show too much on Vita. They did
really nothing on Vita.
Assassin's Creed
Vita looks really
good.
Which
is a completely different game with a different character.
Yeah, that looks really good.
But they showed Assassin's Creed 3 at Sony, right? For PS3.
Uh-huh.
For the PS3, that's the boat.
That
combat
blew me away, dude. That sea combat. I was not expecting that game to have anything remotely like that. It looked ridiculous, and it sounded amazing. Like you could hear, you know, when you start aiming the cannons, you hear like the captain call out, ready. I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry,
ready aim. But it just sounded like.
Hope he knows what he's doing.
But it sounded like you're watching a movie about a
water world.
I used to play Ancient Art of War at Sea, and I got emotional. This looks a lot better than a 20-year-old PC game.
No, that game looks great.
That looks sick.
Assassin's Creed looks great. Assassin's Creed on the Vita looks good enough where if I'm going to get a Vita, at this point it may make sense for me to wait till October.
Mm.
And they announced that Call of Duty was the first AAA first-person shooter, even though they just released Resistance last week.
Resistance is a first-person?
Resistance is a first-person shooter. I played the demo.
Okay.
But yeah, they announced Call of Duty.
Well, that takes some level of honesty there.
Right.
And we'll get to see if you're right or wrong if Call of Duty on the Vita is going to sell consoles.
Yes, right. We will.
That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. I'm still pretty...
Were you surprised that there really wasn't that much Vita stuff there? Considering that's their new... The PlayStation 3 has been out for 6 years. The Vita just came out, coming into the holiday season.
Did you notice how the Assassin's Creed white one is only coming out in Wi-Fi?
Oh, really? Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can't have
two of those
models. It just makes me wonder if they're going to start phasing out that 3G.
Maybe. Well, anything else at Sony? Because we're running out of time here. Believe it or not.
I don't think so.
7 minutes left.
Yeah, okay. That's enough to cover Microsoft.
Let's talk some Xbox.
Okay, so only Shipwreck actually went to the Microsoft conference, and Wombat and I didn't have tickets, so we just watched from Wombat's room on his bed.
Which is pretty nice, actually.
It was pretty fun. And then we did that live stream, which you can watch at Ustream.tv. What is it? Is it .com or .tv?
Don't look at me like I know.
Ustream.com/GBD, I guess.
If you follow us on Twitter, just look in our history.
Yeah, so Microsoft. What was the focus of the Microsoft
presentation? Nothing.
Well, Halo 4.
Halo 4 looks awesome.
It was hard for us to see because we were watching an SD Halo 4, on Spike TV.
The graphics look amazing. The whole thing that it looks like it's introducing some new... definitely introducing some new bad guys.
Yep. They brought in the Reach overlay. The cool-looking Tron overlay thing.
It's got all the front runner type weapons to where they're they kind of... I don't know, kind of form in your hand when you pick them up.
Yeah, we saw that. That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
And it looks like they're like the weapons that you are used to in Halo, but slightly different.
Right.
I need to watch that in HD.
Halo looks really good, but after that, I felt like they were more padding their press conference with famous people because they didn't really have that much to show. Where we have the South Park game, which isn't really an Xbox, it's not an Xbox exclusive. But here's Matt Parker and Trey Stone to talk about it, so you can see.
Yeah, that's typical. I mean, Assassin's Creed isn't a Sony exclusive.
No,
either.
Yeah.
But they had Sony exclusive stuff to talk about with the game, and
exclusive stuff did they show? They showed Halo 4,
Forza, Gears.
Did you play as Baird in Gears?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yes.
That was the blonde guy.
Yep.
I mean, they showed him. The Gears trailer was really just... It was almost screenshots almost. And then a logo and then another screenshot. Little movement, but not much. You couldn't tell anything about the game. Yeah, other than that, exclusive. They showed some Xbox Live Arcade stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The new Signal Studios game.
Need for Speed, the new Need for Speed game.
Oh, the new Twisted Pixel game.
Yeah.
They didn't show
Loco Cycle.
Loco Cycle, which I have no idea what that game is about.
I don't think we're supposed to yet. Yeah. It's just...
Right. Just, oh, Twisted Pixel's making a game. Well, I would hope so. You spent a lot of money to buy them.
Need for Speed Most Wanted looks awesome.
Yes, it does. The new Need for Speed looks really good.
And Forza, I'm just not sure what it is yet. Because they really... I couldn't tell if that was gameplay or saw a little bit of gameplay.
I'm more interested in the Need for Speed anyway. It looks like more fun.
Yeah, Forza's always more for like the car nerd. Mm-hmm. What else? The Nike Fuel Band.
They share the Nike Fuel Band.
Everything. Yeah, fuck
Usher.
Smart Glass.
Wombat and I were just yelling Fitbit at the TV. Yeah. Where's the Fitbit?
Smart Glass, which I guess is you could hold your, it does the Wii U stuff for the tablet and an Xbox.
Pretty much.
Or your phone.
Or your phone. And Sony, didn't Sony show like...
Sony showed some...
With the Vita. You could use the Vita like a Wii U.
Yeah, for some like gameplay type
stuff. Which, honestly, they could, if Sony can really get their act together and have the Vita work exactly like a Wii U...
It can do everything the Wii U does.
It could probably get very close.
Well, because it has remote play, right? So you can use it as a TV screen. But that never really worked great for me.
But that could just be a firmware update that's needed to make that a little tighter.
What else did we see? They had,
for Microsoft?
A lot of Bing.
They showed Call of Duty.
Bing.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2. That was kind of underwhelming looking.
There needs to be a specific place to walk on the screen so I know where to go snipe.
They forgot. Okay, enough Call of Duty. Tomb Raider looked amazing.
Yes, right. Tomb Raider looks very good.
And then Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell, yeah.
Looks cool.
But you know, it's very similar to the last... If you played the last one, they really changed the last one. It's really not Splinter Cell anymore. It's really only Splinter Cell in name only.
Right. Well, I think franchise needed to evolve for the same thing that I just complained about The Last of Us.
Well, it was too dark. Everything is too dark in Splinter Cell, and you can't see the good graphics. Yeah.
And then immediately after showing Splinter Cell and Tomb Raider, they showed Resident Evil, and it was so apparent...
It doesn't measure up.
It does not. And it's a similar third-person action genre, but Resident Evil just looked bad. Mm-hmm. There didn't look anything very appealing to that at all. And that might be everything that Microsoft showed.
Right.
Well, we only have 2 minutes left anyway.
Right. So who won? Who's the big winner? I mean, it's a tough call.
I don't think there is a winner. There was no big wow at any of the big three press conferences.
Any big surprise announcements? No.
No. No price drops or anything fun like that.
There was no PlayStation Plus, like, tiered program that was rumored. The only, like...
No surprises.
There was no really reveal. The smart glass thing, I think, got leaked out ahead of time because that sounded familiar. So I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to name a winner. They were all sort of pretty mediocre this year. I mean, they're all...
I think the winner is Sony and Microsoft because I think Nintendo's was so underwhelming that they're going to be... They had to win it, and so by default, I think
Nintendo loses by not winning.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is not true.
All right. Well, that's our first of hopefully many audio booze.
Boo!
And we'll catch you later after the show opens up and we see some stuff. And we eat a garbage plate at the garbage truck.
Food trucks ahoy!
So thank you, and we will see you soon.